Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Sean O'Hara, and it's time for the game report. The Giants have won four straight after beating the Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium. And, Sean, the Giants have now won four in a row. Really, the defense has been the catalyst. And yesterday, two big turnovers turned into points.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job of stopping the run, but you mentioned it, the turnovers. Those have been huge. They've teed up this offense, given them an opportunity to put some points on the board. And it's really come from a lot of different players. I mean, we saw it come from Terrell Thomas a few weeks ago. Anchell Roll had a nice interception. Now John Beeson gets in the mix, and then JPP with his big play. So getting a lot of contributions from the defense. This defense has really sparked this entire team. And I really have to say that John Beeson has been a big factor for that, not just for the interception and the plays, but the leadership that John Beeson has brought and the energy he's brought to this defense. It's making a pronounced effect.
Now, the team has played more or less four backup quarterbacks in a row. Terrell Pryor started, but he was playing really with an injured knee last week. So next week, it changes. Tony Romo comes to town, the Cowboys off of a bye week. We'll see if Miles Austin can play coming off of that hamstring injury that seems to get after him every single season. A real big test next week for this Giants defense. We're going to know if these last four games were for real.
Yeah, a big test. You know, obviously, Dez Bryant, you know, the physical receiver that he is. And, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get him hot because he can really hurt you. The Giants are hoping they get Corey Webster back, you know, coming off of injury, getting healthy. But the other guy, too, Terrence Williams, he's done a great job. The rookie receiver from Baylor, you know, he's got a lot of speed. He's got a lot of feel for the game, and I think that's somebody they're going to have to keep an eye on. And then, of course, Jason Witten. I mean, he just always seems to be lurking in the shadows, waiting for that big catch. He is Tony Romo's security blanket, so the Giants, Perry Fuel, I think number one, find a way to get to the quarterback, get to Tony Romo. He's a different quarterback when he's under pressure, as most are, but get them into those third and long so that you can have that opportunity.
And you do that by stopping the run as well.
Absolutely.
And the Giants have been fantastic at that. DeMarco Murray is healthy, however, and with all these weapons and wide receiver and tight end that you just talked about, can you still have the same type of commitment to stopping the run with those threats over the top?
Well, I think you can, and I think it really has to come from the front four. And they've done a great job. I mean, Colin Jenkins has done a great job. Mike Patterson has been a great addition to this defensive line. They've both stepped up in Sean Rogers' absence. And then I think also setting the edge. You know, Jason Pierre-Paul has done a great job with that. Justin Tuck. And a guy that's really playing well this year is Matthias Kiwanuka, you know, coming down from the linebacker position to put his hand down on the ground. It's really paying off for Matthias Kiwanuka and this run defense.
I want to switch gears here to the offense because obviously taking on the Cowboys, who are a very explosive offense, you're going to have to put up some points. And even though they've won four straight, the offense has really depended a lot on defense and this week's special teams to put themselves in good positions to score some points. What does this offense have to do to take advantage of a Cowboys defense that has been lit up time and time again this year?
I think first down production is really key because when you don't have success on first down and you're throwing the football, now you're in second and third and longs. Giants have been in that way too many times. And when I look at this Dallas Cowboys defense, they've got a banged up DeMarcus Ware. He's battling a thigh injury.
And Sean Lee is not going to play with that hamstring. How much different is that defense without Sean Lee?
Well, it's definitely different. You mentioned, you know, for the Giants, can they come up, stop the run, and also be a factor in the pass game? Sean Lee has that range. And so not having him in the center, I mean, I'm looking at this defense. If I'm an offensive lineman, John, I want to attack these guys because I want to find out just how deep are they. Let's go no huddle. Let's run the football. Let's wear them down. Let's get them huffing and puffing because I don't know if they have enough guys to rotate to keep them fresh. So that's what I would be wanting to do, especially on first down.
And before the bye, the Saints ran the ball all over the Dallas Cowboys in that game, almost 200 yards rushing. I want to touch real quick, Sean, before we say goodbye. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're now in first place in the NFC East. You obviously do a lot of great work for NFL Network. What's been the key for them, and why are they playing such good football right now?
Well, Nick Foles has been fantastic, and he's taken, you know, I think he had 16 touchdowns coming into this weekend's game and zero interceptions. That's huge. It also helps the fact that they have the number one ranked rushing offense, LeSean McCoy. That'll help out any quarterback. But much like the Giants defense, the Eagles defense has really started to play extremely well. They were getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Trent Cole had two sacks last week. So, you know, they're on a bye week. And you know, for the Giants, this is a great opportunity to gain a little ground on the Eagles.
And no doubt about it, the Redskins now falling back. They're in last place in the division. But the Giants certainly with a great opportunity. Two straight division games. You got to win both if you want to have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the division games are huge, especially when you look at Dallas. They're 3-0 in the division. So, there could be a couple of teams that are tied at 9-7 at the end of the season, and it will come down to the divisional record.
Sean, always fun, my friend.
Thanks,
Thank
Sean.
You. Sean O'Hara, John Schmelk, the game report here on Giants.com. Giants and Cowboys coming your way on Sunday, 4:25 in MetLife Stadium. Should be a lot of fun. Enjoy your week. We'll see you then.